This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Pella Corporation, Golf Cars of Iowa, Skuring and Utermarkt, Jeremy Dingaman Concrete, and the Sheraton Hy-Vee Market Grill. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Precision Pulley and Idler, Hubes Garage, Melcher Dallas Schools, Craig Douglas and Doxy Express, and Van Wall Equipment in Knoxville and Indianola. Enjoy the program.
Why do our first responders do what they do? In the eighth part of a 10-part series on public safety, let's go in-depth with Fire Chief Greg Chia with the Indianola Fire Department. So, Chief, what got you interested in the fire service?
I knew of the fire service through neighbors. I had actually two Des Moines firefighters that lived across the street where I grew up. I always thought it was intriguing, but after getting out of college, always wanted to provide a service to the community that I lived in or that I grew up in and help that community in any way that I could. And I thought fire service was probably the best way for me to go.
And how young were you then when you first decided to do it? Like
22. That was actually 22, 23. And then finally took the test with the city of Des Moines when I was 24. Got on a list, but I didn't hire off until I just turned 25.
So, do you remember your first call?
I remember the first time I went on a rig, yes. And back then, things were quite different than they are now as far as the training issues. Because when I was hired, there was six of us that were hired to go through the training school, or what we call drill school. Three of us went straight to the station without any training.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and we were there for anywhere from 1 month to, I think, I myself was there for about 4 or 5 months before I actually went to training drill school. And then there was another one that was actually in the station for over 6 months before he went to drill school. So getting back to the question, do I remember the first time? Yeah, I was so afraid I was going to miss the alarm if I fell asleep that first night. Uh-huh. Because I had no idea of what to expect as far as the alarm system and the audible system that was going to alert us. So, and it ended up being just what we call a still alarm in the service, and it was an automatic alarm that had been activated. I hadn't gone to sleep. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was still laying in bed.
Well, that was probably a good first call to
yeah,
go on.
Yeah, it was. It was.
When you've come all that way, and now you're leading the Indianola Fire Department, how's that? How do you feel now?
Actually, I enjoy the community. I enjoy working with all of the people that not only are in the city government and in the department themselves. I've really been surprised at the professionalism and the work that they do. I honestly believe that they are, the city of Indianola is getting a professional service.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Community First Credit Union mortgage originator Josh Mick, McCoy True Value, Houston's on Main, Verduft Agency, and Two Rivers Cooperative. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pella Police Department, Pella Regional Health Center, Van Haften Racing, Iowa State Savings Bank, and Knoxville Raceway.
I continued my conversation with Chief Greg Chia with the Indianola Fire Department. How many firefighters do you have?
It fluctuates because of our what we call paid on call and part-timers. We have 11 career members right now, and that's including myself. And then we write about 14 or 15 paid on call and 17 part-time. So we average anywhere from 45 to maybe 52 throughout the year.
And paid on call, what's that mean?
That is the what one has transitioned or morphed from the volunteers. So those are members that live in the city limits or within our response jurisdiction that can respond in the evenings or if they're home during the day when we need support or we get multiple calls.
They'll come in.
Yeah, they'll come in. Yep.
So they might not respond directly to a page. They might get a second page.
Yes. Yep. And as busy as Indianola is now, it's not uncommon for Indianola to have 3-4 apparatus on 4 different calls at the same time.
Well, that sounds crazy. What do you do then?
Well, there is where we have to rely on paid on call, or we call assistance from some of the other surrounding communities.
So you must have some really outstanding people. If you've got people on 4 different calls, there's leadership on each of those scenes. They have to be pretty good because you can't be everywhere.
Correct. And I do. And I rely heavily on the career members as far as that leadership. And since I've been here day one, that is one thing that I've always promoted to them, that I would rely on their experience and their initiative to assist and lead the other members of this department.
Every fire call is different, I presume. What role does training provide if everything's could potentially be different? I mean, the wind's different, the structure's different. There's just so many different variables. How does training help with that?
I think the training is one aspect where they gain the knowledge to make an assessment on those variables. What potentially could happen? What is going to happen with whether the weather's different, like right today, below 0? All right, so what do we need to look at equipment-wise and personnel-wise? How can we be the safe or provide a safe environment for us to work in and suppress a fire? I mean, that is all through training and repetition of that training.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Motor Inn Auto Group, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, the Motor Inn Auto Group Service Department, Pierschbacher Funeral Home, and Knoxville Farm and Home. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Every Step, Mahaska Bottling Company, Culver's Appella, To Be Constructed, and Corner Sundry.
I continued my conversation with Chief Greg Chia with the Indianola Fire Department. When you're driving to a fire scene, what are you thinking about?
First thing is, what's the most efficient way to get to that address or facility? What type of facility are we going on, whether it's a residential structure, whether it's a commercial structure, whether it's a motor vehicle accident. Those are the first things, whether it is actually a fire call or an EMS call.
Two-story residential, flames coming through the roof. What are you thinking? That's the page. What are you thinking?
Are there occupants that are still inside? Are the occupants outside? What time of day is it? And when I say that, so most of the time you think that during the day, usually the occupants are at work. versus 2 o'clock in the morning, you know there's going to be a high probability occupants are going to be inside that structure. Things like that. Those are basic firefighting assessment criteria that you have to go through and look at that and to make an assessment. I mean, you can't really guess. I mean, but in per se, you would have to look at it and make a judgment. You know that 2 o'clock's different than 2 o'clock a.m. versus 2 p.m.
Now, when I asked that question, this is going to sound really strange, but when I asked it, it said two-story residential flames showing, I sort of scared myself. I painted a picture that was a little bit frightening, even to me, even though I created it. Do you get any of that when you hear that? Does the adrenaline start to build or anything? When you hear that from the dispatcher, or are you just cool as a cucumber heading in?
I think you have to, with me and personally, I think you just have to look at, all right, what dispatch is telling you. And then are there any, or is there any further information that they can help you with or give you? To help that initial assessment. Because that what you're trying to do is design a plan already for attack before you even get there. If it's a two-story and you've got flames showing, all right, most likely, and I'll use the example of 2 a.m., you've got occupants, so you're going to need resources. If you're going on one rig or two rigs that are going there, you're going to need additional resources, not only to suppress the fire, but for if you need any EMS on scene, then you're going to look at for what are your support crews. What's the weather? Is it hot? Is it cold? That's going to dictate a lot of what some of your decisions are.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by American Family Insurance agent Phil Griffin, Edge of the Woods Raspberry Farm, Iowa Clinics Indianola with same-day appointments, Indianola School District, and Sports Page Grill in Pella. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Iowa Realty in Knoxville, the Pella Walmart, Vanderbeek Photography, Indianola Memorial Works, Tyson's of Pella, and Ellis Law Office in Indianola.
I continued my conversation with Chief Greg Chia with the Indianola Fire Department. So your mind's just going nonstop,
yes,
thinking through all the possibilities, and your experience would mean that you've already thought through probably, 90% of what you might first see.
You have to. I mean, and that's, and don't take it as a guessing. I mean, it's through experience, it's through your training, it's through what area of town. Sometimes that is, where's your water source? Those are all the things that you're thinking of trying to devise a plan as soon as you pull up.
Do you ever hear anything in the tone of the dispatcher's voice that tells you something?
I have heard that before. I've heard some, where they get excited, sure. But that's human nature.
Yeah, I was just wondering if maybe if they're scared, that'll tell you something if you hear their concern, maybe.
But I think it's the individual, too. Mm-hmm. You may have some dispatchers that get worked up just because but you don't know why. Mm-hmm. Sort of like talking to somebody on the phone. If they're trying to describe what's going on, if they're in an event, you can't see that event. What makes me excited may not make you excited.
Tell the community what you think, and it's just a sentence or two, about your staff.
I think the Indianola Fire Department staff is very professional, and they like serving their community. They enjoy providing that service to the community. Now, that's different from saying, do they enjoy going to those incidents? We know all the incidents we go to usually don't have a good result, or for some reason they call for our service when something is either catastrophic or to them has catastrophically happened. But our members are professional, and they present themselves as being professional when they get on scene.
Is there something that you wished more people in the community knew that they don't know about the department, or something you wish they were doing they're not? Just if you have to pick one thing that you could tell the community that you wish they knew that they don't.
I think most of the, I shouldn't say that. I think that there's a majority, or that there's a portion of the community that don't realize just how busy this department is. And I'm not saying just fire department, because I think public safety in general is very busy. Multiple reasons for that. Growth. We're close to the metro. We're not going to get around it. We're going to grow. And because of the position, the geographical position of Indianola being close to the metro, we're just going to be busier every year.
And what's the best part of your job?
Working with everybody, working with the community. And when I say everybody, I mean not only internally, but the other departments of this city and the community.
Thanks to Greg Chia for contributing to the program.
For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com, on demand or for download. Just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to BobLeonard@KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIAKRLS.